This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. I went to a house party on Saturday night, Dan.
Oh, yeah?
And I had to break up a fight.
You broke up a fight at a house party?
I did.
Did you flash back to like 1987 real quick?
It was awesome. So our neighbors had this like house slash block party. They brought in a one-man band. This guy named John Connolly plays guitars, plays drums, plays all of it just by himself, and plays a lot of like... He played like Rancid Kennedy, and he played Green Day. He played like really cool alternative music from like the 80s and 90s and 2000s.
No one called the cops?
Nobody called the cops. But so I was looking for Barrett because it was getting late, and I open up the door to the basement, and there they are on top of each other, pounding each other, these 2 8-year-olds, Dan.
Oh.
I don't know what they were arguing about. I'm like, what is going on here?
Did you let the fight finish?
No, I did not. I broke it. Like, Barrett and his friend broke it up, and I was like, what is going on? And, you know, they're 8-year-olds. I don't even know who did what to who, and I'm just like, well, knock it off. Go to separate sides of the basement. They're like, fine, whatever.
That's what happens when you play Rancid. You have people.
I'm just going to say.
Well, it really is. Yeah.
There was a keg
they
of
don't
like
fight if
light
playing.
Beer and red solo cups.
I mean, what did you expect them to do?
It was a party, Kennedy. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Let's see. Christina is from Holden and went to a big birthday celebration this weekend. Is that right?
That's right.
What birthday was it?
Well, my 50th birthday is coming up, and my sister and my best friends took me on a surprise weekend to Westerly, Rhode Island. I had no idea where I was going, and when we showed up at the house they rented, it's an entire Taylor Swift theme house on the inside, and
what?
Every room is set up like one of the rooms in the Lover house, and it was so cool, and they just had everything Taylor Swift theme, and we walked down to the beach and stood in front of her mansion, and it was just a really fun time.
Oh, I love this for you.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're a Swiftie.
I hope so.
I'm a big Swiftie. We're all big Swiftie.
No, she hates Taylor Swift.
Otherwise,
Dan.
Big miss.
It was a prank.
It's a hard-hitting question, Dan.
Yeah, it's a prank joke for
her 50. Yeah, no.
I'm just celebrating you for not getting arrested for getting in front of her house, though. Good job.
No, it's a public way. It's a public
way. Oh, I know.
In front of the beach,
but for a while there, yeah. She was not letting it happen. But yes, I know.
Oh, well, there was nobody there. It was very quiet this weekend, but beautiful weather.
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, what a cool gift.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, enjoy that. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, so nice.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye, Christina. Sarah is from Holden, and she coaches the Hudson Hawks. What are the Hudson Hawks?
So I'm from Hudson, and we're a cheerleading division. So we're a youth sports division, and we had a great, great weekend. We had 3 teams, over 60 girls compete this weekend in our favorite city, Lowell.
Lowell.
There you go.
Lowell.
And we were able to place 2 teams. The other team is just an expedition or like
an
expo team.
Right.
So they're 4, 5, and 6. They're the cuties that go on the mat and you go, aw. And our other two teams were able to our other two teams were able to play, so we're going to move back to competing in 2 weeks in the great city of Lowell again.
Lowell.
All right, well, congratulations to the Hudson Hawks cheer teams, Kennedy.
I love it.
They dominated
Go
this
Go get them.
They got spirit. Yes, they do.
We got spirit. How about you?
Woo-hoo! Lowell.
Oh, Dan. Michelle, I'm starting to, I feel like I'm starting to influence some of your humor. Michelle's from
Starting Whit- to?
Michelle from Whitman.
As long as my check clears.
Big wedding this weekend. Who got married?
Oh, it was fantastic. My son married his childhood sweetheart.
Oh.
It was beautiful.
All right. What are their names?
Lucas and Angelina.
Okay. Where did it happen?
And they... It was at Four Winds Farm in Peterborough, New Hampshire. Just beautiful. The weather was fantastic. The colors were amazing. And all the guests were safe, even though they had a lot to drink.
All right, yeah. Who's that one aunt or uncle that got out of control? Call them out.
Actually, probably the father of the groom, my husband, Ed.
Oh, Big Ed.
Ed.
Ed,
always bringing the party. Is he a dancer, too?
Oh, he thinks he is, but yeah, it was great.
Everyone's a dancer after seven drinks.
Right.
Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations to Lucas and Angelina.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, you must be a proud mama.
I am. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone.
All right, bye-bye. You too. Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend?
It was a good weekend. It was pretty low key, but what I did Saturday was really cool. I went to Music Bingo for the first time. Mm. It was at the Knights of Columbus in Arlington, and it was a charity event for the Catherine Wall Scholarship,
mm-hmm.
which is I didn't know Catherine Wall's, and I don't know the family,
right.
But apparently she was from Arlington, and like, she was Kaylee, my girlfriend Kaylee's softball coach. She's just a big name in the town,
mm-hmm.
and she passed away a while back from breast cancer, and they do charity events every year, and they made a scholarship in her name.
That's nice.
So they played Music Bingo. They did four rounds.
How'd you do?
I was so close to winning.
It's intense, isn't it?
They did Disney Bingo. They did Swifty Bingo.
And you didn't
Jock
win?
Jock Jams Bingo.
Dan.
Columbus.
Dan.
Yeah.
You're.
And they had like all of these cool raffles. They had like a 1995 Bruin stick that was Ray Bourque stick. That was autographed by all of the Bruins.
That you didn't win.
I threw in some money in that raffle, but my name was not called. And then at one point in between the rounds, they played this slideshow of her life. And I, like I said, I've never met this woman. I had tears in my eyes.
Oh.
And it was a really cool moment of everyone getting together and doing something good in her name.
I love that.
And I was cool to be a part of it.
Right. But you didn't win anything.
I won nothing.
Bingo, even though it's your career.
I ate a lot of free food. That was cool.
He won by attending.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.